running on this now Friday morning. Hey, welcome in. It is Gordon Damer, your overnight oasis, taking you all the way up to 5 a.m. and the warm-up show. Of course, the number you know, 888-808-1019. Lots to talk about, plenty to discuss as we run it all down over the next 5 hours. The baseball story is still very much front and center. Good news, people! Mets losing streak is still at 8 in a row. They did not lose. You can't lose if you don't play, like you learned in the movie War Games. Sometimes the best route is not to play. You can't lose if you don't play. And the Mets did not play yesterday, thank God. Got a break from them for a little while. Who knows? I'm sure when the Mets do play again later today, they'll trot Francisco Lindor right out there, batting leadoff once again. No changes. Whatever's wrong, we'll just keep rolling it back out there. Another day, or another day closer to something getting fixed, hopefully. Hopefully. And we'll get into the Yankees after the performance they put up against the Angels yesterday, losing 11-4, all the home runs there, the Yankee bullpen, which is certainly a concern right now. And why it's not just a concern right now. You know, like just what the pieces the Yankees have right now, there's not a lot of confidence and faith and when you go to the bullpen outside of maybe a couple of guys. But where I wanted to start off is with the NFL, with the Giants, because it's kind of been going back and forth for a little while now. We are less than a week away until the NFL draft. All the conversations, all the different permutations of the Jets are taking these guys, the Giants are going to take that guy. We'll finally have some answers. And then we can start to pick that all apart. But before we get to the draft, it seems like the Giants have a bigger issue on their hands. And, of course, that bigger issue is what's going on with Dexter Lawrence. It was last week came out that he had requested a trade. It seemed like a negotiating ploy to simply get a better contract. But now the reports are that, no, he's not interested in a new contract. He just simply wants out. And for the New York Giants, for John Harbaugh, this is his first real crisis, right? Like one of the best players you have on your defense doesn't look like he's going to be here. And is there any way that you can salvage that relationship? Do you want to salvage that relationship? What would it cost to salvage that relationship? And if you're not able to salvage it, how do you pivot off of that and not take a major step back by losing a very talented player? Can you get the requisite amount of resources back in terms of draft picks or maybe a player and draft picks to recoup the value of losing one Dexter Lawrence? And there's a couple of ways I want to attack this because there's a couple of narratives out there that I think are just simply not true or at least don't line up in this situation. I certainly want to hear from you at 888-808-1019. The first one is that this is now another entry into the book of the Giants allowing talented players to walk out the door. And the first one that will always get mentioned in that is Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley leaves the Giants, goes to the Eagles, wins a Super Bowl. That's not really the same situation here. As great as Saquon Barkley was with the Eagles, he would never have been that player with the Giants. The Giants were not set up to make Saquon Barkley as successful as he was with the Eagles. With the Eagles, he was the final piece of the puzzle on offense. That's where the running back comes in. And it's not about letting him walk or trading him away. It really gets back to the fact of, you never should have taken him with the second pick in the draft. That was the problem. So you could have re-signed, you could have spent whatever you wanted to spend on him. He would not have been the same player for you that he was for the Eagles. Different situation. But, you know, people will bring up McKinney or Julian Love or Leonard Williams or all these different players. You can't keep letting talented players walk away. Well, in this situation, you won't be allowing him to walk away. You'll be able to get something for him. You're going to be able to trade. Now, does that change some of the focus of coming into the season and what you kind of hoping were, as I said last night, bringing in John Harbaugh to this group, a team and an organization that's been picking top 5, top 10 here basically for a decade? It felt like, you know what? we just have to get some decent coaching in here, and that will alleviate a lot of our concerns. And now by subtracting a player who's very talented off a defense that could not stop a fly in the run game last year, it feels like now you're going to have to take another step back, because I don't know what you're going to get for Leonard Williams, but let's say it's a late first-round pick and something else. A late first-round pick is, even if it's the same position as Dexter Lawrence, did I say Leonard Williams? Even if it's the same position as Dexter Lawrence, he's not going to come in here and be the player, clearly, that Dexter Lawrence was. So you're going to have to kind of figure out different ways to put this together on defense to make up for the loss of a Dexter Lawrence, if that's the way you're going to go. To me, what it gets down to is, and maybe I still think that this is kind of the dance of negotiation of looking for a new contract, because Leonard Williams, Dexter Lawrence, if we are to take him at his word, sounds like he's completely full of it. The story that is being pushed of why he's now past the idea of talking about a contract, and I'm sure he's done talking about a contract unless he's able to get the contract he wants. But the story has been that he's frustrated with the way the team has been run the last 3 years and what has been valued. Well, right up until today, it seemed like a boatload of money would have fixed whatever the problem was the last 3 years and what was not valued within the organization. And it certainly seems like this is just a direct shot at Joe Shane, and it doesn't seem like that Dexter Lawrence has that great of a relationship with the Giants GM, who is, look, a very familiar target for Giant fans. And this might be the last gasp here for Joe Shane to show some real value. If he's now going to be the guy, the point guy, not the decision guy, but the point guy of going out there and pulling up the offers of what you can get for Dexter Lawrence, this might be his last chance to show the Giants fans that he does have some value some way. Because that's a big one to ask right now. Hey, what can we get for Dexter Lawrence heading into the draft? Because you know, I've heard, well, maybe it won't be solved at the draft. It better be solved at the draft. Because if it's not solved at the draft, if you're getting back draft picks, those draft picks aren't going to help you until 2027. And there's not really a honeymoon here with John Harbaugh. When you go out and you bring in a coach who's in his early 60s, you're hoping that you're going to hit the ground running right away. And the winning starts now, right? We got the Super Bowl winning coach, a guy with a resume like John Harbaugh. We're going to be now going in there, and I don't know necessarily be a playoff team this year, but certainly be in playoff contention. Certainly be in contention to be battling for a playoff spot and having meaningful games in the second half of the year, which, well, it's not the 1 year. We've not really seen that for the Giants a whole lot here lately. So we're expecting this to be a winning team this year. I don't know if that means, I don't know necessarily 10 wins, but 8-9 wins, yeah, that's what the expectation is. Absolutely, that's what the expectation is. The Giants should have been far more competitive last year, where the coaching was not very good, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So the big move that the Giants have made this offseason was to go out and bring in the coach. So for Joe Shane, this is a really tricky one to be able to maneuver if it's true that Dexter Lawrence is not going to be back here with the Giants this upcoming season and that his future is someplace else. How are you going to be able to get the value for that player when it's not just about trading the player? Whatever team's bringing him on realizes they're going to have to pay him as well. So they're going to have to pay twice. And that's going to impact what draft capital or draft picks or draft package you're going to be able to get back for Dexter Lawrence. So it's a very narrow thing to be able to pull this off successfully for Joe Shane, who, at least in Giants fans' minds, should already be on shaky ground, and they don't have a lot of faith in him already. Now, at the end of the day, it won't be Joe Shane pulling the trigger, I don't think, on the deal. That ultimate decision will fall with the head coach. He's the guy that's running the show here. But I don't think the coach is calling up all these different organizations and figuring out all the different trade packages that you... I would think that that's what the GM does. Like, if you don't do that from Office Space, what would you say you do here? That's the job. Now, in terms of what should the approach be, and it feels like, at least according to the reporting, there's no real decision to make. Like, the way it's being reported right now, Dexter Lawrence has decided he does not want to be here. And even though he still has 2 years on his contract, the team, you know, is turning over a new leaf and starting a new regime here, doesn't want to have a player who's under contract but is sitting out. That's not exactly a great way to go into the season. So get what you can for him. If it's true that you cannot bring him back and he's not interested in any new contract, well, then you have to go out and trade the guy and get the best that you package that you can have. And I would think at 28 years old, even with the gripes about his contract, that you should be able to get a fairly decent package for a player of that impact. But what's interesting to me is, for Dexter Lawrence, which is it? Is it that you're unhappy with the way that the Giants have been run and you don't want to be part of this organization and you don't like what's been valued and not valued here over the last 3 years? Or is it simply you just want a new contract? It can't be both. It can't be both. You can say, hey, I want a new contract and the Giants aren't paying me. Okay, fine. NFL, it's a very, you know, week-to-week league, play-to-play league. You're one of the premier players at that position, or at least have been in the past. Cash in and get your value at every moment. I can't really blame players in the NFL for wanting to make sure that they are getting their value in the moment, because their moment, not for long, is what the NFL stands for. And for players, a lot of times, it's not, your career is not for long. But he does come across as a little bit of a hypocrite with some of the things that are coming out about, well, I don't like what's been valued, but also I want a new contract. But which is it? Which door do you want to open here? Which one is it? But if it is just the dance of negotiation and this is going to go back and forth up until draft day in a week from now, I would think that the conversation that the Giants would have to have is, whatever the contract that we would be able to give Dexter, let's say we make him the highest paid player at his position in terms of real dollars, not just for the press release, in terms of guaranteed money, we're going to be able to make him the highest paid player at his position. What return do you get on that money? Is he going to be able to outperform what you are paying him? And generally, when you're paying guys at the top of the market, guys who are already established players, generally, you don't get the return on that value. You know, there's a reason why the Patriots dynasty lasted for as long as it did. They never really had a guy who was top of the market in terms of what they were getting paid. Even Brady. Brady always took less, because I'm sure he had plenty of ways to make money, and the salary cap was the salary cap. They didn't come up with the Kawhi Leonard fake job thing. At least not that we know. Although, if there's an NFL team that would come up with that, it would absolutely be the Patriots. But I digress. So the Giants have a real problem on their hands here. And for John Harbaugh, I didn't think that there was a honeymoon coming into the season, but I thought that the honeymoon would last until the season. Like, that move was so loved by the Giant fans. We're back. We're ready. We're going to be winning again. Winning time is here. We got the quarterback. We're going to be healthy. We're going to have all the weapons on offense back, and Scataboo and Neighbors. And now we got the coach to put on top of that. We are back. We are ready to get back to Giants football. And Giants football, I know it's been a while, but Giants football means something. This is not one of these organizations that never experiences winning like they have an actual brand. It's been down here for the last decade or so. So for the Giant fan who thought, hey, we're back, now for the Giants organization, they got this is a really tricky one that they're going to have to negotiate here to figure out a way to be able to get value for a player who is coming off a down year, is unhappy with his contract, it's publicly known, and there's a clock. The clock is ticking. You have until the draft to make something happen. This is not the type of situation. And I know fans are out there saying, well, you know what? If you get a great deal, make the deal. But if you don't get a great deal, well, you just force him to sit. I think that that's cutting off your nose to spite your face. I think that that is actually not in the best interest of the organization. Because as we've gone through time and time again, you can say whatever you want, but you get judged on the wins and the losses. And John Harbaugh will get judged on the wins and the losses. And I'm not a big one on team culture. I don't believe that team culture is actually a thing. I think it's something that we talk about, but it's not really a thing. What's a real thing is wins. Win games, and then, oh, you know what? All of a sudden, the team culture will be so amazing. Oh, my gosh, the team culture. We're building such a great culture. Yeah, you're winning games. And you win games with talented players. It's amazing. There's never been a team that has some great culture that is also not winning games. I never hear about a team that's in the draft lottery repeatedly who but they got a great culture. You know, they just have such an amazing culture there. Yeah, they've not been able to win any game. Because think about what culture is. What you're saying is that we have an expectation. We have a standard that we hold ourselves to. Well, how can you have a standard if you're not consistently winning games? And especially in the NFL, if you're not consistently winning games, you're not going to consistently have a job. Like this past offseason was a perfect example. 10 different head coaches got replaced. A third of the league opened up in terms of head coaches. So it's very much a win-now league. So I get that for the Giant fan, it almost feels like the Giant fan, though, who is longing to repair this relationship with Dexter Lawrence, they almost sound like a jilted lover who has not figured out that the whole relationship is over now and you have to move on. They're still kind of pining to, well, you know, you just have to make it work and we just have to, there's still time. If we are to believe the reporting, and in this day and age, who knows, you know, after the development in the last couple of weeks, who knows where these stories are coming from? I will say that if the reports are, and it's not a one person reporting this type of thing, it seems like it's more than one, that the relationship is damaged to the point that the player does not want to be back here, the Giants would be better served getting on this sooner rather than later. Don't let it linger. No one is at a level, especially not on this Giants team, that is indispensable. There's not a single player for an organization that has tasted the ultimate success like multiple times, like the New York Giants have. No one is bigger than the team, and there's no one that this organization cannot do without. Like there's guys that are more important than others, for sure, and I'm not trying to make it out like Dexter Lawrence isn't a great player, or at least has not been a great player in the past, but there's no player that you have to bend your will to. The organization is always going to be the bigger thing. And it would be one thing if Dexter Lawrence was underpaid for years and years and he was a year away from a contract extension. It was about doing the right thing. That's not this. That's not this situation. He was paid a couple of years ago, and now he wants to get paid again, even though he's still got two more years on his contract. And again, in the NFL situation, I'm a little bit more forgiving to the player wanting to cash in and kind of hold whatever leverage he can hold. But there's still questions about whether or not Dexter Lawrence is going to be the same player moving forward. He's got a bit of a different build. Certainly last year was a down year. Unhappy with his contract. That's not you. When you're coming off your worst season and the team is now under a new regime and you're demanding a new contract, that's generally not the time to be looking for a raise. Unless you want to be moved out the door, which it now seems like that's the case with Dexter Lawrence. So for me, if you're the Giants, get on this sooner rather than later. You have until next Thursday. Make sure that you're getting the best possible package before the draft. I don't want to hear about draft picks in 2027. That's not going to help me in the now. And the NFL, like all these sports, man, to a certain degree, it's a now league. And the Giants are kind of a now team. Now, I'm not saying they have to win something major this upcoming season, but we got to see it right away. You know, like when you have the rookie quarterback on the rookie contract, that clock is ticking for him as well. That payday is coming before too long. You know, you draft these guys and you think, all right, let's see how he can play. And then if it turns out he can play, you're heading into year two hoping for that next step forward. And then before you know it, you're talking about a new contract for that player because they're just so valuable. And it certainly seems like Jackson Dart, if there is one indispensable player, you're hoping that it's him. It's not going to be Dexter Lawrence. So for the Giants, tough spot to be in. Bigger decision than anything really that they're doing in the draft, I think, to get this one right. This one, you have to be able to scout your own. I say that all the time. You have to be able to know the strengths and weaknesses of your player. Is this guy really on the downside, or was it just a down year? If you give him a contract that's going to make him the highest paid or among the highest paid in his position, are you going to get value from that player still, or is he going to be overpriced at that point? Because there's no reason for the Giants, at the stage that they're in and building a winner, there's no real reason to be overpaying for anybody at this point. When you're talking about a team that might make the playoffs next year, that's possible, but it's not a guarantee. And this is the first step of the process. Now that you have the coach here involved, and you're hoping that this is the right guy who's going to be able to take you to whatever the ceiling of this talent is, this is the first real problem. The honeymoon is already over for John Harbaugh. I thought at least the honeymoon would last the season. Doesn't turn out to be the case.